New Jersey's effort was aimed at helping poor defendants avoid high bail for low-level crimes while also imposing stricter conditions on dangerous defendants. Philadelphia's district attorney announced a similar effort today, as WHYY's Bobby Allen explains.
Possession of marijuana, retail theft, DUI, trespassing, prostitution, criminal mischief. These are among dozens of low-level charges that Krasner says his assistant district attorneys will no longer ask a judge to set cash bail for, instead allowing the defendants freedom until their trial. In Philadelphia, 20% of people behind bars are there because they couldn't afford to meet their bail. Krasner says that needs to change.
This is imprisonment for poverty. And it not only can crush the lives of the individuals held, it can crush our taxpayers.
Krasner says every day someone sits behind bars, taxpayers shell up $130. That sum can quickly multiply into the thousands if a defendant stays there, as they often do, for months.
With what consequence? Well, in many instances, with the consequence of the person who can't pay the bail losing their job, having interruptions in their ability to provide for their families, take care of children, get them to school.
Now, Krasner isn't eliminating cash bail. That would require a new state law similar to New Jersey's. Instead, this is guidance. Krasner's prosecutors will ask a judge to let nonviolent defendants out unless the person has a long criminal history or is considered a flight risk. Krasner expects this policy to affect about 4,000 cases a year, or 10% of the DA office's annual caseload. Philadelphia public defender Keir Bradford Gray was at Krasner's announcement, a rare sight to see the top public defender at a DA press conference. Bradford Gray says though judges will still make bail decisions, they will probably listen if prosecutors and defenders seek the same thing.
It would make it no sense for them to just disregard the two people that are really working closely with the individuals involved.
Krasner says this is the first phase of a long-term policy on cash bail, but many wrinkles still need to be worked out. Among them, what will prosecutors do if someone has an active detainer request? Krasner says he doesn't know yet. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.